This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with me, Roshan, Noel and Chuang. And in about 15 minutes, we'll be taking a look at Malaysian equity markets with Vincent Koo, head of research at UOB Kay Hian, Malaysia. And we actually got a poll running on Twitter right now. Would you invest in the Malaysian stock market? Just under 40% saying no, not time yet. 34% saying yes. And 17.5% saying, no, I don't gamble. 9% saying they prefer overseas markets. Right now, we're taking a look at the higher education situation in Malaysia. The Higher Education Ministry has urged students in higher learning institutions to remain at their respective campuses until the government issues a new directive on the matter. The decision was also made after taking into consideration the risk and possibility of the virus spreading due to the movement of large groups of students.
Yes, according to Senior Minister Sabri Ismail, he says there are about 80,000 students living on campuses, and so, you know, to move them around across nationally, it will be a nightmare. I mean, first of all, they probably have to charter special buses and you know, there will be just too much movement, and so obviously they don't want to take the risk. So the ministry has advised students to use the time during the MCO to study, to continue their studies, and I guess to do that online.
And for more on this, we speak to and the issues faced by public universities during this MCO, we speak to Dr. Nor Aisha Maidin Haji Abdul Aziz, Secretary of University Malaya Academic Staff Union, to give us some insights here. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Doctor. How has the MCO affected public universities like University Malaya?
The situation is such that this is an occurrence which is, you know, highly unique. It's never been seen before. And of course, it creates a lot of stress onto everyone. First and foremost, I think we need a clearer understanding of how long this is going to take. And there should be clearer guidelines coming from the Ministry of Higher Education, as well as the respective upper managements of the universities.
Well, I suppose pending that, what sort of safety measures have UM taken to safeguard students as well as staff?
As you know, majority of students went back home, and they took, you could see the pictures on the terminal bus Selatan, and all the students converged on the day that they decided that, classes have to stop for the 2-week lockdown. So mind you, in terms of mindset of staff and as well as students, this thing is actually divided into a two-parter thing. Firstly, students were of the opinion that, oh, it's going to be like a 2-week break. Let's go home, lock down, don't go out anywhere kind of thing, safer to be home, better food, etc. So most who could afford to go home went home. But there are, as far as I know, in UM, there's 1,600 university students still on campus. And these are students who are unable to go home. They're either from Sabah and Sarawak, be too expensive for them to go home, or they themselves come from extremely poor families with a household income of about 500 ringgit, and it will be a greater burden for them to go back home. Some of them also do not have conducive environments at home, so it will be better for them to stay on campus. So in regards to that, at the beginning, yes, we all thought that, after 2 weeks, this is going to be over and then we can all continue with e-learning, etc. People were all right with that. But right now, it's taking a much longer time. And the extension of the MCO keeps on going further and further and further. And this is just something that is highly stressful for everyone, let alone, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm really worried about, 1,600 kids on campus, and they're really sequestered in there. They can't do any exercises out in the open. I think this sort, and the thing is, there's not even any cases of positive cases in campus. I mean, it's under control. I think the students should be allowed to go out and have a little bit more sun kind of thing, if they were to maintain the 1 to 2 meters distance, etc. I just think that when it comes to being supportive and with clear guidelines, overall, we have failed.
And what clear guidelines are you hoping for?
Clear guidelines that I'm hoping for example, is that you know, number one, are we going to move ahead with e-learning or not? Because as far as we know, other universities like the International Islamic University have decided to push their e-learning to June, if I'm not mistaken. Whereas in UM, it is going to start on the 27th of April. And so, you know, there's a lot of, you know, different universities have different styles. That may be. But there must be a clear directive from the Ministry of Higher Education, not just one that was made, you know, in regards to the two-week lockdown. But we have to look at this at a longer term sort of thing. And, you know, plans meaning clearer guidelines. Are we going ahead with e-learning or not? What are the platforms going to be used? What is a safe platform? Because prior to the lockdown, before we were all ordered to go back home, lock our labs, etc., was that, you know, oh, download Zoom. And then suddenly, you know, Zoom became a huge issue, you know, with data safety and privacy safety, etc. And so, you know, clear guidelines here, meaning that KPT or Ministry of Higher Education must come up with a clear guideline. What platforms are we using? What are the academic assessments according to the different faculties and the different fields of studies? This needs to be taken very, very seriously.
What I don't understand is why can't UM just go ahead and make those decisions, go online, use Zoom or whatever platforms? Why does this need the guidance or guideline from the Ministry of Higher Education?
Because within the university itself, in UM, for example, you know, most of the lecturers that I speak to, and I'm going to be very frank and honest about this because I speak to everyone, majority are very keen on our EDEC. So EDEC stands for the Academic Enhancement and Leadership Development Center. They have come up with numerous courses online, and their courses online, etc., seems to be the one that most are very, very happy. But if different faculties, in my faculty included, the Faculty of Medicine, we have other platforms, you see. So this is what I mean by there being, you know, differences within the universities itself. So I do think a clear guideline from the Ministry of Higher Education will be extremely useful. And more than anything right now, everyone should be consulted, meaning that pemegang taruh, what's that word in English again?
Stakeholders.
Yeah, that's right. Stakeholders. Right. All right. Too many statements, BM. Right. So stakeholders. So the stakeholders needs to be consulted. Meaning here that, you know, surveys need to be done. So the Ministry of Higher Education should be giving out surveys to everyone right now and asking, you know, the students, the lecturers, you know, how do we proceed with this? What is best with how we were to proceed with this? Because If I were to, you know, speak about details, in UM, for example, there has been two surveys that has been made by the Timbalan Knight Chancellor of Academic, the Academic Vice Chancellor, and she had given out two surveys whereby the first was on accessibility of the internet and second was on assessment for exams, whereas the student union themselves came up with a highly, you know, important survey, which is, do you want e-learning or not? You see? And so while the whole entire university is currently waiting for the TNCA to come up with the results of the university surveys, I've been told by the student union that, well, you know, 55% of students do want to continue with e-learning as opposed to the 45% who would prefer an extension. But again, the mindset at that time among students, because the survey... And you must remember, of course, students are a lot less, they have less resources, right? And at the time when they filled out the forms, they thought that, well, this lockdown is going to end within a week. I mean, within 2 weeks. No one thought that it's going to extend further than a month at that time.
I have to say, Dr. Noraisha, I'm a little bit gobsmacked about what's going on. I mean, the students' welfare, as far as I know, even international schools or public schools, they already gotten their act together and just doing what they can with online learning. But UM, being the top public premier university, is still deciding and running surveys whether online education is needed.
I think what I'm trying to say is that the surveys, all right, this is not a UM-specific issue. This is a Ministry of Higher Education issue. There should be surveys for every single university, the same surveys asking, you know, what is... What do the stakeholders think is best? And I haven't even touched on the issues faced by, you know, my fellow lecturers, for example. Different households, for example. You have a typical household. You have a mother, you have a father, both working, most likely both under lockdown, both have to work using the computers. They have children, school-going age, say 3 in an average household. So everyone's using the internet, all right? So... bandwidth is a major issue here. And if you want to conduct, you know, classes, etc., online, etc., you know, and you do not want disruptions, you know, for the efficacy, not just the efficacy, but also the quality of what you are, you know, you want to move ahead and explain to the students online, you need to have good bandwidth. And whether this is something which is accessible to everyone or not, this has still not been answered.
All right.
That is what I mean.
Okay, Dr. Zeng, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I think we will need to do a follow-up call on this at some point. Definitely lots to talk about that. That was Dr. Nor Aisha Abdul Aziz, Secretary at the University of Malaya Academic Staff Union. Right now, we're going into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And when we come back, a look at Malaysian equity markets with Vincent Koo, Head of Research at UOBKKN Malaysia. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.